Ever wonder why some organizations consistently outperform competitors even during economic downturns? The secret isn't revolutionary products or brilliant marketing. It's organizational culture. Culture operates as your company's invisible operating system, determining whether you thrive or merely survive. After 20 years consulting with Fortune 500 companies worldwide, Roger Connors and Tom Smith discovered that accountability-centered cultures produce game-changing results. Their approach transforms accountability from a dreaded punishment into a positive force driving innovation and exceptional performance. Companies like Pfizer, American Express, and Gap have implemented these principles, creating sustainable competitive advantages through cultural transformation. The most powerful insight? When you change your culture, you literally change the game. The results pyramid demonstrates how experiences shape beliefs, which drive actions and produce results. Every interaction and decision shapes beliefs about how things work, creating a chain reaction. Changing results requires transforming experiences to foster new beliefs and actions. General Motors exemplifies this dynamic. Their bureaucratic culture bred beliefs favoring cautious decision-making, leading to excessive meetings and blame-shifting, ultimately contributing to their market share plummeting from 50% to 20%. During GM's 2009 bankruptcy, CEO Ed Whitaker understood that demanding different results without cultural change would fail. A culture of accountability emerges when people operate above the line through four steps: see it, acknowledge reality, own it, take responsibility, solve it, find solutions, and do it, follow through. When faced with obstacles, accountable employees take initiative rather than deflect responsibility, a mindset that builds organizational agility. Accountability means empowerment, not punishment. People who star in the solution rather than feel victimized create greater transparency and results focus. Operating above the line leads to fulfillment as people concentrate on what they can control, fostering agency and achievement. Culture change requires crystal-clear definition of desired results. Without this clarity, transformation efforts lack direction, like starting a journey without a destination. Colonel Joshua Chamberlain's directive at Gettysburg, "Hold this position at all costs," exemplifies the power of clear goals. Contrast this with an insurance company that developed productivity software without communicating the 50% improvement target to IT, resulting in a system that achieved only 35%, a failure they couldn't anticipate. To determine if cultural transformation is necessary, evaluate whether goals qualify as R2 results using four criteria: difficulty, exceeding past achievements; direction, significant organizational changes; deployment, major resource reallocation; and development, new capabilities. Fast Grill demonstrates the importance of alignment. While executives all prioritized profit margin, their targets varied from 3.5% to 7.5%. After aligning on 5.5%, they achieved a 200% profit margin increase in 18 months. Success requires acknowledging responsibility for current conditions. This ownership establishes that if we are responsible for where we are, we can also be responsible for where we want to go. Clear definitions of success create unstoppable momentum for change. All behavior stems from beliefs about expected benefits. This explains why employees might play not to lose rather than play to win when they perceive personal risk. Changing beliefs about work methods drives desired actions and results. Yet many leaders avoid addressing beliefs, viewing them as too abstract, and focus solely on actions, creating a tell-me-what-to-do culture. Beliefs fall into three categories. Category 1 beliefs change easily with new information. Category 2 beliefs are experience-based and more resistant. And Category 3 beliefs are fundamental moral values that rarely change. Cultural transformation typically focuses on shifting Category 1 and 2 beliefs. The key principle is that experiences create beliefs. When leaders provide the right experiences, people naturally shift their thinking, transforming both culture and results. Amy's Ice Creams exemplifies this principle. Owner Amy Simmons creates unique experiences through employees who perform while serving, and uses creative hiring practices like having applicants transform plain white bags. This approach reinforces that things are different here, fostering a naturally creative culture that dominates their market. Experiences shape beliefs differently. Type 1 experiences directly demonstrate truth, like seeing rewards for speaking up. Type 2 experiences require interpretation, such as consistent leadership actions. Type 3 experiences, like posted vision statements, are dismissed as routine. Type 4 experiences undermine change by reinforcing unwanted beliefs, like announcing executive perks during layoffs. Creating belief-changing experiences follows 4 steps: plan it, identify target beliefs, provide it, deliver authentic experiences, ask about it, gather unfiltered feedback, and interpret it, link experiences to desired beliefs. Leaders must model cultural beliefs in their daily work. Living the beliefs you promote builds credibility and accelerates transformation. Eastside Health Plans demonstrates this approach's effectiveness. Initially ranking in the bottom quartile for customer satisfaction, they identified cultural problems, poor accountability, silos, and resistance to change. By implementing cultural beliefs, they achieved perfect customer satisfaction scores within 2 years, leading their peer companies. Changing beliefs about how things work around here transforms actions and results. Organizations can accelerate culture change through 3 culture management tools: focused feedback, focused storytelling, and focused recognition. Think of culture as a 1,500-pound boulder requiring coordinated effort to move. Cultural beliefs serve as handles on this boulder, showing everyone where to push to create momentum. Focused feedback comes in 2 forms: appreciative feedback that reinforces desired behaviors, and constructive feedback that guides improvement. Both types center on cultural beliefs using specific language patterns, I feel statements rather than judgment, and even more to acknowledge progress. Focused storytelling powerfully transmits culture through a 3-part structure: reference the cultural belief, share a concise story showing the belief in action, and highlight the impact on results. The stories people tell either advance the desired culture or reinforce old patterns. Focused recognition amplifies storytelling's impact. One striking example comes from the Midwest division, where recognition cards helped transform performance. Stores went from meeting sales targets just 4 weeks annually to consistent over-delivery, ultimately achieving the company's top sales position. Either you manage your culture or it manages you. Well-managed culture produces remarkable results, benefiting employees, shareholders, and customers. Successful cultural transformation requires accountability, change preparation, top team engagement, process controls, and broad involvement. Accountability starts with clearly defined results. Kimberly-Clark Healthcare proved this by focusing on the big 3 targets: net sales, operating profit, and gross margin, achieving 12% sales growth and 65% profit increase. Operating above the line with accountability accelerates change, while below-the-line behaviors hinder progress. Change must start at the relative top, the leadership level of the unit undertaking transformation. Leaders' position and power create experiences that signal whether others should take the change seriously. Without their support, efforts will falter. Success requires integrating these tools into existing systems, not adding extra meetings or longer workdays. When done right, culture change energizes the organization. The ultimate competitive advantage isn't in technology or products, it's in culture. Transform your organization's operating system, and you don't just change the rules, you change the game itself.